content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, passion, history, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here's a quick reminder of what those News and Observer ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. Up first from the News and Observer, Cantina 18 Chef offers taste of nostalgia with 18 Seaboard classics on twin takeout bill. This was published August 8th and written by Greg Cox. Cantina 18 is located at 433 Daniels Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-835-9911. When restaurant dining rooms were declared off-limits in March, owners pivoted to a variety of solutions from delivery and takeout to bodega-style markets. Even so, many restaurateurs were forced to close their restaurants permanently. In that environment, Jason Smith's response to the pandemic was exceptionally daring. He reopened a restaurant that he had closed nearly a year before. Well, sort of. What Smith actually did was to revive a selection of favorite dishes from 18 Seaboard, the flagship restaurant he closed last summer, and feature them under a special separate heading at Cantina 18. He dubbed this twin bill offering Curbside at Cameron Village. The pandemic was just one of 2 major contributing factors to his decision. Ever since Smith closed 18 Seaboard, he heard from longtime loyal fans lamenting the restaurant's loss. The decision to bring back its favorite dishes seemed especially fitting in this time of yearning for things we've lost. For me, one of those things was 18 Seaboard's heirloom tomato sampler. To this day, it remains one of the best, not to mention most generous, renditions of a seasonal offering that used to pop up on menus all over town this time of year. It had been nearly a decade since I last enjoyed the 18 Seaboard version, and I was delighted to find it listed recently. That was all the inspiration I needed to place an online order for a nostalgic celebration of the 18 Seaboard offering. Kicked off, of course, by the sampler, a feta-spangled assortment of brilliant reds and golds as carefully selected and perfectly ripe as ever. You can drizzle it with a little of the aged balsamic, or add a protein for a few extra bucks if you like, but I opted to enjoy these slices of summer sunshine all in their unadulterated glory. Entrees lived up to my memory, too. Wood-fire grilled meatloaf still surprises with its smoke-tinged beefy flavor and texture closer to steak than the heavy slabs most of us associate with meatloaf. Served with sautéed spinach and goat cheese mashed potatoes, it's the only meatloaf I can think of that I'm as happy to eat in summer as in winter. Cracklin' pork shanks earn its name with a fist-sized knuckle of succulent meat encased in a satisfyingly crunchy crust. It's served with poblano rice and refried beans now rather than blue cheese grits that I enjoyed nearly a decade ago. The change is no doubt a nod to Cantina 18, whose Mexican menu I explored on another day. Given Smith's track record, I wasn't surprised to learn that Cantina 18's offerings don't usually play second fiddle to the 18 Seaboard side of the menu. Highlights of my order included a first-rate chicken tortilla soup, adobo glazed salmon, and a rib-sticking beef short rib burrito. In both instances, contact-free service was seamless. I was able to confirm that once the heirloom tomato sampler is no longer available, you can find consolation in another 18 Seaboard classic, fried green tomatoes with homemade pimento cheese. By all means, don't miss the sampler if it's on the offering, though. These days, ephemeral pleasures often take on extra meaning. Cantina 18 and Curbside at Cameron Village are located at 433 Daniels Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-835-9911. Also from the News and Observer, Sasul's variety of Mediterranean dishes offer healthy reprieve at home. This was published August 31st and written by Greg Cox. Sasul has two locations, one at 9650 Strickland Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-847-2700. And their second location is 1347 Kildare Farm Road in Cary. Their phone number is 919-300-5586. I haven't set foot inside Sasul in more than 6 months, but I can still close my eyes and visualize the location of every item in the display case. That's how many times I've stood in the cafeteria-style line at the Cary location, which happens to be just a couple of miles from where I live. Convenience is just one of the reasons I've become a regular, or at least as much of a regular as is possible given the restaurant critic's dining schedule. Sasul offers a healthy reprieve from the critic's usual diet, for one thing, and it's inexpensive, another key consideration when the critic is paying for his own meal. The food is consistently fresh and tasty, and there's such a wide variety to choose from, you could eat it at multiple times during the week and never get bored. Coronavirus has not stopped me from being a regular, but it has changed the way I order, from standing in a line to going online. Both locations offer contact-free curbside takeout, but I go for the ultimate convenience, delivery. I've tried pretty much everything on Sasul's menu at one time or another, including a couple of visits to the North Raleigh location. But my go-to order has been the Pick 4 Sampler, which lets you choose from a tantalizing selection of some 3 dozen Lebanese dips, salads, and hot side dishes. Now that I'm eating at home, I've been ordering the family meal packages, which serve 4 generously with choice of entree, salad, dip, and rice or pasta for $39.99. So far, I've tried the beef kebabs and the veggie lasagna, a gluten-free version with potato slices standing in for the pasta. Both have earned a spot in my regular meal rotation. I'm still getting my Lebanese deli fix, but instead of the Pick 4 sampler, it's coming in the form of family meal sides, one of which is invariably tabbouleh. I get the quinoa version, which delivers a protein boost over the traditional tabbouleh with cracked wheat, but is otherwise identical as far as I can tell. Other favorites include fava bean salad, black bean salad, madeira, rice and lentils topped with caramelized onions served warm, and the autumn root salad, a jewel-toned kaleidoscope of carrots, beets, cilantro, and walnuts in a pomegranate vinaigrette. And at least one dip, baba ganoush or hummus, classic or cilantro jalapeno depending on my mood, is a must. Got to have something to dip that house-baked pita in. Impressively, the pita has arrived still warm in its paper bag a couple of times. I do miss watching the loaves of pita being pulled hot from the oven and biting into one when it's still puffed up like a weedy balloon. I also miss a little table where you can stop and drizzle a spoonful of olive oil laced with za'atar onto crispy chips made with leftover pita. And I look forward to being greeted again by Sasul's unfailingly friendly servers, who smile even as they wait patiently for newcomers overcome by the bewilderingly large selection to make up their minds. Until then, being a home-based Sasul regular is savory consolation. Sasul has two locations. One is 9650 Strickland Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-847-2700. And their other location is 1347 Kildare Farm Road in Cary. Their phone number is 919-300-5586. Next, a review from the Eat Raleigh blog. Alpha Dogs. This was published the week of August 24th. Alpha Dogs is located at 6209 Rock Quarry Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-5634. Excuse me, that last digit was incorrect. Their phone number is 984-200-5637. Hesini McNeil is no stranger to opening businesses in Raleigh. For the last decade, he's run a car detailing business in the Oak City, but he's always wanted to open one up. He's always wanted to open up a restaurant. And although he thought that Durham was a more welcoming environment for a small business, he opted to open his restaurant in Raleigh because it was his home. Home is a big deal for Hesini. Not only did he choose to open his restaurant in his adopted home, the concept of his restaurant was born out of his childhood hometown. Alpha Dogs is a concept that came out of growing up in Essex County, New Jersey, where they serve their hot dogs piled with toppings and stuffed inside a pizza dough pocket. Alpha Dogs is a fun concept, but the restaurant's execution is what makes it more than just a novelty meal. Jumbo Nathan's hot dogs cooked to order, freshly fried potato, pizza dough served right after it was seared on the flat top. While the dogs by themselves are great, Nathan's is a personal favorite of mine. All true hot dog joints are measured by their toppings. To that end, Alpha Dogs offers combinations for both ends of the culinary spectrum. For the tried and true, they serve a Carolina dog, although they add some sautéed peppers for a uniquely Alpha Dog twist. For something a little more adventurous, they serve a Southwestern dog that is served with lime crema and pico. Don't expect to keep tidy while eating these monster dogs, as they're fully loaded with toppings that overflow with each bite. The additional toppings being a structural advantage of the pizza bread rather than a bun. Rather than fries or chips to be served along with a meal, Alpha Dogs offers thick sliced potatoes that are fried to order, served alongside a zesty alpha sauce. Alpha Juice is available for all orders, which is a rotating flavor of Kool-Aid-like juice, which was highly refreshing. Especially on the sizzling July day when we first visited the shop. Hesini commented to his neighborhood that extended out to Alpha Dog's desserts, where he has teamed up with local bakeries to create a lineup of dessert parfaits. The strawberry crunch parfait had all the elements you would want to end an indulgent meal. A cold dessert with an abundance of textures and sweetness to finish off a savory meal. Alpha Dogs adds to its story to a consistent theme of the capital city. A person showcasing in food a little piece of their identity that they brought with them when they migrated to the Oak City. And we as a city are better for it. Alpha Dogs is located at 6209 Rock Quarry Road. Their phone number is 984-200-5637. And heading back to the News and Observer, Backyard Bistro Review, real sports bar food to go with your virtual football. Published August 24th and written by Greg Cox. Backyard Bistro is located at 1235 Hurricane Alley Way in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-851-6203. With apologies to Hank Williams Jr., are you ready for some virtual football? Or maybe you're a college hoops fan, or you bought season tickets for the Hurricanes. Whatever your sport or sports of choice, odds are you'll be watching from home this season. Still, all is not lost. You can always watch the games, assuming the season isn't canceled entirely, at home on that 75-inch HD TV you bought last year for the Super Bowl party. But wait, what about food? Victory just doesn't taste as sweet without some wings or a big plate of nachos in front of you. That's where Backyard Bistro comes in. Home to several professional sports team fan clubs, including the Carolina Hurricanes, the popular sports bar is just a slapshot away from the PNC Center. That puts it in delivery range for much of the Triangle's population, including me. Here's my scouting report on a recent delivery order. Backyard Bistro uses several delivery services. I went with my favorite, the locally owned Takeout Central. They've yet to let me down. Wings. The Backyard Bistro kitchen is a culinary switch hitter, serving up both fried and grilled wings. Both come with fresh-cut celery and carrot sticks, ranch or blue cheese dressing, and your choice of a dozen sauces or dry rub. I went with grilled, hot sauce on the side, and I don't regret my choice. Burgers. The 8-ounce flame-grilled burger has long been a favorite, and deservedly so, based on the one I had a few years ago. This time, though, I opted for the Bistro Smash, a burger I don't recall seeing on the menu back then. I think it's similar to the Big Mac, promoted to the big leagues. 2 4-ounce patties smashed and seared, then topped with American cheese melted to a blistery turn and served on a potato roll with shredded iceberg lettuce, pickles, red onions, and Bistro Happy Happy sauce. Wedge 2.0. The salad, that is. Not your traditional sports pub fare, strictly speaking, but I couldn't resist the description. Iceberg lettuce topped with bacon, charred red onions, pickled tomato and cucumbers, and blue cheese vinaigrette and balsamic glaze. And yes, you get both dressings on the side. The Backyard Bistro kitchen serves up both fried and grilled wings. Both come... This appears to be a typo. I was sorely tempted to order the loaded backyard nachos, which the menu says is made with house-fried corn chips, queso, iceberg lettuce, homemade salsa, jalapenos, and sour cream. But I knew I wouldn't be able to do the nachos justice given all the other food I'd ordered, especially since I wouldn't have been able to resist adding an optional protein, pulled pork, grilled chicken, chopped brisket, or barbecue brisket navy beans. I'll get the nachos next time. Maybe when, fingers crossed, the ACC basketball season gets started. I might even check out Backyard Bistro's contact-free curbside takeout. Oh, who am I kidding? I'll stick with delivery. Why spoil the couch potato mood if you don't have to? Backyard Bistro is located at 1235 Hurricane Alley Way, Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-851-6203. Also from the News and Observer, alpacas Peruvian chicken should be part of your takeout gastronomic adventure. This was published August 17th and written by Greg Cox. Alpacas Peruvian Chicken has 5 triangle locations, but the one mentioned specifically in this review is located at 9575 Chapel Hill Road, Morrisville, and their phone number is 919-378-9259. The pandemic has made me, if anything, more grateful than ever to live in a culturally diverse area with a wide variety of cuisines to choose from. Even limiting my restaurant meals to delivery and contact-free takeout, I've been able to explore the world, from Mexican taqueria to Turkish kebab house, all at my own dining room table. Judging by the feedback I've gotten to these weekly entries in my coronavirus diary and by our own takeout tales, it's clear many others are eager to join me in this gastronomic adventure. I felt a little guilty then when I looked back over the list of restaurants I've written about and realized that I have yet to tell you about Alpaca. The restaurant's specialty, Peruvian-style rotisserie roasted chicken, has pretty much everything going for it. It's healthy, it's inexpensive, and since there are 5 locations of this local family-owned chain in the Triangle, chances are you live within delivery distance of one. I've had food delivered multiple times from the Morrisville location and was a regular at the takeout counter in pre-coronavirus days. Over the years, the chicken has been consistently juicy with a subtle smoky note, the rotisserie is the real charcoal-fired deal, and a well-browned skin glistening with a marinade of tropical juices and spices. You can get a quarter, light or dark meat, or half chicken, but my go-to order is the whole bird, which comes with your choice of 2 sides and the traditional mild yellow and green spicy sauces on the side. For $21.99, it's a bargain meal for a family of 4, Or in the case of my two-person family, a meal plus leftovers to turn into chicken salad or a pasta dish. Or, I confess this has happened more than once, it becomes a not-in-the-mood-to-cook snack straight from the fridge. I can never limit myself to just two sides, so my order typically includes tostones, savory twice-fried plantains, black beans and rice, fried yuca, I like to dip those crispy batons in the green sauce, and because I always crave something green in my meal, a side of crunchy, creamy coleslaw. Oh, and Maduros, sweet plantains, are a must, because they're a caramelized candy sweet treat, and because my wife would kill me if I didn't order them. Sweet as they are, though, Maduros still count as a side in my book. That way, I can give myself permission to order a couple of alfajores, traditional Peruvian butter cookie sandwiches filled with dulce de leche and dusted with powdered sugar for dessert. I recently ventured beyond the rotisserie chicken for the first time and tried lomo saltado, a contribution of Peru's immigrant Chinese population to the country's culinary repertoire. I'd happily order alpaca's rendition again, a soy-tinged stir-fry of tender steak strips with tomatoes and onions, served over French fries that soak up all those savory juices with rice on the side. But just so we're clear, I'd order the lomo saltado in addition to the whole chicken, not instead of. Alpacas has 5 triangle locations, but again, the location mentioned in this review can be found at 9575 Chapel Hill Road in Morrisville, and their phone number is 919-378-9259. And now for some Friday fun food facts from the Triangle Food Blog. This was published on September 4th. One of the hardest hit sectors due to the pandemic has been the catering industry. But like everyone, caterers have adjusted, reinvented, shifted, and pivoted. 2 of our local major players have completely reinvented part of what they do. First up, Catering Works in Raleigh has a division now called Figs Market, where you can get chef-crafted heat-and-eat meals for contactless curbside delivery. You can customize your menu by choosing your side and salad. Meals are ready 48 hours after ordering. They have everything from featured specials, market delicatessen to plant-based, gluten-free, and pastries. You can even add beer and wine to your order. And in Chapel Hill, the catering company of Chapel Hill launched a new business, Ghost Kitchen Eats. They are Chapel Hill's first delivery-only business, and the group currently offering 2 virtual restaurants, Bistro 501 and the Barbecue Company of Chapel Hill. They opened this past Thursday and are open for delivery Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. A place at the table needs your support. For Raleigh's Pay What You Can Downtown Cafe to work, it needs the help of those who can purchase their meals. Before the pandemic, 70% of diners pay for their meals. Now only 20% do, and the demand is rising. So if you're waiting for an excuse for one of the delicious cheddar biscuit breakfast sandwiches, you'll be helping a neighbor too. Vegan and gluten-free options are available. If you're looking for a true New York deli and bakery, you should head up to Wake Forest and see how Joe Lely and his team have gone back to Lely's roots in New York. Lely's Diner, now Lely's Italian Eatery and Lely's Market and Bakery, are 2 great New York classics in one spot, half a classic Italian restaurant with a wood-burning oven, and half an Italian market and bakery, all just in time for Lely's to celebrate 6 years in Wake Forest today, September 4th. Go in and tell Joe that Triangle Food Guy sent you and congratulate him on his anniversary. Look for things like skinny Italian sausage, breads baked fresh every morning, homemade pastries, and packaged fresh pasta options to take home with you. love seeing partnerships between our local restaurateurs, such as the case with Capital Club 16 and neighbor Lettuce Grace in downtown Raleigh. Capital went live this week with their curbside pickup Wednesday through Friday, 11:30 to 7, and have partnered with Lettuce Grace to provide some of their dessert options. There's a new way to wake up in Raleigh all of this week. Idle Hour Coffee on Oberlin, around the corner from Mandolin, officially opened this past Monday, August 31st. They have specialty coffees, tea, baked goods, as well as Vietnamese cuisine. Stop in and check them out. Eat Raleigh shared news this week that Iris Coffee Lab in Glenwood South has announced they are opening September 12th at 725 Tucker Street. We are just over a week away from the Burrito Shack swinging open their doors on Saturday, September 12th at 2982 Kildare Farm Road near the intersection with Penny Road in the Ace Hardware Plaza. Food Truck Flicks is a recurring event that combines drive-in movies with food trucks for a safer entertainment experience, just announced their schedule for the upcoming weekends, Friday and Saturday nights. The events will be taking place at Frontier RTP, 800 Park Offices, Durham, and at Focus Church, 7000 Destiny Drive, Raleigh. You can purchase tickets in advance for any of the drive-in movies. The price is $25 per car, and of course, you'll want to bring money for the food trucks. Sometimes you simply can't get enough of a good thing, such as the case with the North Carolina State Fair bringing back drive-through food fair days for Labor Day weekend. They'll take place Friday, September 4th through Monday, September 7th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. each day. Remember, cash only, and yes, they will have turkey legs. Hopefully, we will see more of these events in the future. Ashley Christensen Restaurants is now doing picnic pop-up at the park at the North Carolina Museum of Art. You order your picnic ahead of time and pick it up on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 7. And it was announced on their Facebook page that Bottle Bev and RDU would close their doors on September 25th. That's bad news. The good news is that there are four other locations, Lake Boone and Lead Mine, both in Raleigh, as well as in Chapel Hill and Apex. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.